Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Earlier today, we were talking about the list of the friendliest cities in America, according to this website, and we were talking about whether or not New Orleans is a friendly city. And I think the general consensus is New Orleans is a friendly city. People here are friendly, especially to the tourist. But you do find those people, like in businesses outside of the city, and you know, there are too many people in this city that are not nice to the locals, those of us who live here. And it's, you know, like we're, you know, an inconvenience to them. And if we didn't come in their business, well, they could just stand there and not do anything. I mean, I get that feeling all the time, and I'm sure you do as well. I'm Scoot. I'm glad you're with us. Wednesday afternoon, halfway to the weekend, looking at some clouds outside of our studio windows, and I can see off in the distance there are some showers around. So we're getting more rain. Some of you have had some of the rain, a little bit of the rain the last couple of days. I haven't had any. But it's been around there. But the rain's going to come, I think, tonight and then tomorrow. And then we're going to have some nicer weather. It's still going to be in the 80s. It's still going to be really warm, but less humid. And this is a cool front coming through here, not really causing too much of a change in our temperature. But the humidity dew points are going to be a lot better. And as I've mentioned, it should be just a great afternoon to watch football in Oxford, Mississippi. North of us, just up I-55. LSU, Ole Miss this week. This is going to be one of the games that is going to capture the attention of the nation. And then Tulane is in Tulsa against the Golden Hurricanes. I just think that is just the most ridiculous nickname for a school that is landlocked in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But this is a big conference game for Tulane. How will they react after that loss to Ole Miss? You know, Ole Miss ranked 13th. I was concerned that Ole Miss was going to beat them, and they did. But how does Tulane react from that? I mean, I hope they're mad as hell and they just go on this surge of just, you know, wiping some teams out. And hopefully it starts this weekend with Tulsa. And then, you know, you've heard about what a task this is for the Saints in Buffalo against the Bills. And Is Kellen Moore going to be able to instill more discipline in a team that just doesn't seem to be disciplined? And, you know, that seems to be really the basics of teamwork. And you know, good teams are disciplined. And you can't have a good team if you're not disciplined. Now, how do you discipline, you know, multimillionaire adult players? Well, you got to find a way. I mean, other coaches do it. And so he's got to find his style of disciplining the players, but there's a way to do it. So let me get back to the 10 friendliest cities in the country. I'll read the list here. Denver, Colorado, number 10. I lived in Denver, very friendly city. Minneapolis, St. Paul, number 9. San Jose, California, number 8. Boston, number 7. Urban Honolulu, Hawaii. I guess that's the downtown area of Honolulu. Number 6. Houston, Texas, number 5. I don't see Houston as a friendly city. Maybe I'm just not. Maybe I haven't gone to the right places. Miami, Florida, number 4. You see, and I lived in Miami too. Well, Fort Lauderdale, and I don't know. I lived in Hallandale, which is between Miami and Fort Lauderdale, but it's right there on the coast. And I didn't consider Miami to be that friendly. I mean, there are a lot of really rude people in Miami, and a lot of them come from New York. They come from New York, and they move to Miami. And, I mean, there were people that, if you were standing in line at a deli, they would just walk up in front of you. I mean, they wouldn't even care about the line. And they thought they were just entitled to do that. And I mean, there was one time when I called out this woman for yelling at a cashier. I was right behind her in line at the store in Miami. And this woman, this older woman, started just, you know, yelling at the cashier. I forgot what it was, but the cashier did nothing wrong. And this woman was just like looking for an excuse to be mean. So I don't know how Miami made fourth on this list. I don't think it deserves to be in the top 10. Number three, Phoenix. Number two, Raleigh, North Carolina. I mean, what do they have to be mean or angry about in Raleigh, North Carolina? Got to be a pretty nice life there. And the number one city, San Diego, California. Live there, too. Beautiful city. I mean, I can understand why that is a very friendly city. Well, I got a list of, this is from the same website. The website is Have Clothes, Will Travel. From the same website, I got a list of the 11 rudest cities. Now, why they did 11, I don't know. But I'll tell you why I've got a problem with this list. There are at least two cities on the list of the rudest cities, that were on the list of the friendliest cities. So, I mean, how does that work? The rudest cities, number 11, Phoenix. Well, Phoenix was number 3 on the list of the friendliest cities. Number 10 on the list of the rudest cities, Houston. It was number 5 on the list of the friendliest cities. L.A. number 9, Washington, D.C. number 8. This is the rudest cities. Yeah, I can see where D.C. would be kind of rude. San Francisco, number 7. You know, in San Francisco, there's this collective idea that we're better than everybody. And we are just better than everybody. And so, you know, we're going to be rude. And if you want to come spend your money here, well, that's fine. But, you know, don't expect us to be that nice to you. Now, I'm sure, look, you can go to San Francisco and run into some nice people. This is just a general survey. Number 6, rudest cities, Detroit. Number 5, Boston. See, Boston was number 7 on the list of the friendliest cities. Coleman, how does this make sense? How can you be on the list of the friendliest cities and also be on the list of the rudest cities?
I have a theory, but I'll tell you after we get to the number 1.
Okay. Number 4 of the rudest cities, Las Vegas. I don't know. I've been to Vegas many times, and I don't consider Vegas to be a rude city. I mean, they're friendly. They're happy to have you there. I don't consider Vegas to be rude at all. Number 3, New York. Number 2, Memphis. I've been to Memphis. I didn't consider Memphis to be a rude city. Dan Barron, our market manager, he came here from Memphis. I'm sure he would disagree with that. Memphis, the second rudest city in the country? I don't believe that. I mean, people are having fun on Beale Street. I don't see that. And the number 1 rudest city in America, Philadelphia. I lived there. I was on the air there. Philadelphia, not surprising, number 1 rudest city. Man, in Philadelphia, they can be very, very rude. I mean, it's almost like a recreational sport to them, you know, being rude. Can you tell me how to get to Central City, or do you want me to just go blank myself? You know, I mean, and South Philly, man, it's pretty tough. What, the two of yous? The two of yous are going to take me on in South Philly? The two of yous? Yeah, anyway.
Here's my theory.
Okay.
So, there's this Popeyes that's near my house.
Yeah.
And there's a day shift, and there's a night shift. If you go there during the day, it's probably the most friendliest Popeyes on the West Bank. But if you go there at night, it's probably the worst Popeyes on the West Bank. So I think that's kind of why some it depends on where you go, who you meet, and things like that. That's why it could be a city can be the rudest city on some days and maybe the nicest city on another day. It kind of goes like where you go, who you meet, who you interact with, stuff that you like to do.
Yeah, but you know, why would a fast food? I'm not disagreeing with you because I'm thinking of a fast food restaurant near where I live, and it's like when I come in, you know, if I'm going to go get something kind of late, I mean, I don't get much there, but if I'm going to get something and I come in there late, they're not happy because it's like if I didn't come in, they wouldn't have to work. they could just stand there. Right, and so I'm kind of an inconvenience to them.
Yeah, so now you can see, like, depending on where you go at a certain city, it might be the rudest city you've ever been to, and somebody's like, no, you have to go on this side of the city. You have to go to these places.
Maybe so.
Yeah, so that might have something to do with it.
It's a good theory. I tell you where they're always nice. You know, let's talk about this. Let's talk about the businesses where people are always nice. I mean, consistently, they're nice. Chick-fil-A.
Look, you and I were thinking the same thing.
Chick-fil-A. They are always nice at Chick-fil-A. I mean, that Jesus thing, you know, goes a long way. That whole Christian Jesus thing.
I wonder what the hiring process is. Like, they have to have a personality test, because I don't think I can be that nice working at the Chick-fil-A.
Oh,
I consider myself a nice guy, but I cannot be that nice.
Oh, I couldn't work there. I mean, I you can check me off on the Christian list, but on the super nice list, no, I couldn't work there.
Well, how was Disney? Are the people that work at Disney always nice?
They're nice. They are shot and killed after the shift if they're not nice. They kill people there. People in Orlando are shot in Disney. They're shot and killed if they're not nice to people.
Somebody might believe you. Calm down.
No, they've always got. You haven't seen all the body bags around Disney? Yeah, if people are not nice on their shift, they kill them. But seriously. The people at Disney are really nice. So I guess the point is that people can be nice if they're in the right environment and if they're taught the right way. And if being nice is part of doing business, you know, that should be part of doing business. And I guess some places just let people get away with being rude.
Yeah, you make up a great point. There was this job that I didn't really like too much, and that job took a toll on me. And then from that job, when I had another job that I actually enjoyed and I got to a point where I can leave the previous job, even my family members were like, you're nicer now. What's going on? And I did not know that job that had that negative atmosphere.
And
when I look back at myself during that time when I had that job, yes, that job really did affect my personality. I didn't want to be bothered with anybody. I was rude to people because that job took such a toll on me that it affected my outward personality. But then when I have a job I enjoy like I do now, it really is a difference in my personality based on, it's not as stressful as it was. I don't have to deal with these many people, and I'm happier now. My family does notice that, so it does take a toll on you.
And have you noticed that I'm a lot nicer since I started to, like, you know, not pay that much attention to politics and not get heavily into politics all the time?
I have noticed a difference in your strut and glow when you walk in the studio.
I'm nicer since I'm not dealing with the hate messages like I used to. I'm a lot nicer person now. Because all I had to do was get rid of the hate. It's a very nice thing. So what's another business where the employees are just consistently nice? I've just thought of another one. Trader Joe's.
I've never been to a Trader Joe's.
You ought to go. If you just want to be around some nice people, just go to Trader Joe's.
I nominate Barnes and Noble.
Every time I go to
that bookstore, and you know. They're always nice to me at Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble, very nice people. They are nice. Because what do they have to be mad about? You know, books, nice business. But yeah, Trader Joe's, Chick-fil-A, what other business? I mean, do you just find the people consistently nice there? I mean, I go into businesses and I can't believe that some of the employees are allowed to be as rude as they are. I mean, really, you know, I'm helping pay your salary by shopping here, and it's like they're not happy that I'm there. But, you know, since there are businesses where people are nice, it shows that people can be nice. And if they're trained and given these expectations, then they either work there or they don't. But if you're not nice, if you're just a rude person, you're not going to work there. And so if people are rude and they can't find a job, then, you know, maybe they would have to change their ways.
Yeah, a lot of people at Texas say Dragonox is a good Dornax. I don't know why I got Dragonox.
Dornax.
I was thinking about a wrestler. Dornax. I meant to say Dornax, but I was thinking about Ilya Dragunov, the wrestler, when I saw that.
That's a stretch.
A couple of people text Canes.
Canes. That's absolutely right. Canes.
Planet Fitness in Kenner. I've never been.
Never been to that one?
This has the Waffle House. Now, see, I don't know about Waffle House. I heard you have to be a trained assassin, or you have to join the military to work at a Wawa. Like, you can't just go. You have to be a fifth degree black belt.
Yeah, to go there. Yeah,
to work there.
Yeah, I would think. I would think that, you know, Waffle House overall, I would think that they get some pretty rough people in the Waffle House.
Yeah, you have to be rough to work there.
Because they're open all the time.
Yeah, and then every time I've been to a Waffle House is like right after leaving the club at 3 a.m. And everybody just all rowdy, and I couldn't behave. I couldn't see how they dealt with that.
Because if you quit drinking and you're on that downward side of being drunk, man, that's not a good place to be. You need to get your butt home. You need to get home and just stay home, and don't be out anywhere when you're kind of coming off, you know, a good time of being buzzed. Yeah, just get home. But your Waffle House, okay. I haven't been to Waffle House in a long time, so I'll take your word for that. And then Planet Fitness in Kenner. What other business? What's another business that we're missing where people are just consistently nice? Because again, sometimes you go into a business and it's like people are just not—they're not nice people. And it feels good to like go into Trader Joe's because people are nice. I mean, I enjoy walking in the door, and I love the question. And they really ask this at a lot of different places, but they ask the question: did you find everything you were looking for? No, and that's why I'm in line checking out. You know, I didn't find half of what I was looking for, so I decided to get in line to check out. Now, of course, I found everything I was looking for. If I didn't, I'm going to ask somebody else. But, I mean, I think that's a nice thing for them to say. But that's the way I kind of take it. Like, well, of course I found everything I wanted. That's why I'm checking out. All right, if you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And the key is to just treat people with kindness. I mean, why is that so difficult? I'm Scoot on the Air, and we are coming back with more of your comments here on WWE.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, hey, we were also talking about the new dress code at Starbucks. They're trying to create a new atmosphere of familiarity. I don't go to Starbucks that often, but sometimes I go there just to, you know, get a change of scenery and do a little work at night. So here's here are a few of the things that they're no longer allowing. They cannot wear their aprons during a break period. You can't put stickers on your name tags at Starbucks. No more feathers and glitter. No more hoods. Well, I think that's a good idea. I mean, a guy walks in with like a hood with the eye holes. No, that's I don't want to like a Klan member behind the counter there at Starbucks. Hi, I'm Bill, your Klan member barista. They don't allow that. No bandanas, no raw hemmed tops, no clothing with holes, gym or workout apparel, no clothes with patterns, no visible undergarments, no exposed toes. No elevated heels, no hair color spray, glitter, or chalk, no false eyelashes or eyelashes with glitter or gems, no theatrical makeup, no facial gauge piercings, no tongue rings, no subdermal implants. I guess that's what, like when the people get those implants, like when they want to be like a lizard and they get the implants of like the horns in their head. I mean, that is just, those people are weird. Psycho. No arm or hand jewelry, and no choker necklaces.
Well, so, Scoot, have you ever walked out of a business because you didn't like the uniforms or you didn't like how the person was being presented? Have you ever looked at someone and said, you know what, never mind, and left?
No. And when I walk into Starbucks, I expect to see, you know, tattoos and piercings and all of that because it's a company that has that image. And, you know, I was at I was at the PJ's. I don't want to say the type of person that I ran into because it's going to be controversial. But I was just so happy to see the freedom that they allow their employees at PJ's, and plus they have really great coffee. I mean, PJ's is my choice over Starbucks. Also, we have a brand new a new archbishop in New Orleans now, James Checchio, is that how you pronounce it?
I heard Chris Miller mention the name, but I didn't pick up on it.
James Checchio, something. It's close to that. Anyway, the Pope, Pope Leo, he's getting the pronunciation right now. Coleman is in the newsroom. He's opened the door to the newsroom. He's talking to the news people while they're working.
Checchio.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Chris. James Checchio is the new archbishop here. Now, we did have to, in this trade, we did have to give away a future bishop to be named in the future. So we'll have to see how that works out. The guy looks like a CEO. I mean, he doesn't look like a bishop. I mean, I don't know how bishops are supposed to look, but he looks like a CEO. All right, so let's get back to some of the text. Let's get to a call here, and then we'll get to some of your text messages. If you want to join us with a comment, we're talking about, you know, businesses that have really friendly people in New Orleans, because there are people who are just, you know, they're not very friendly. You know, they're at work, but they're rude. So what are some of the businesses that have friendly people? Chick-fil-A, Trader Joe's, Barnes & Noble's, Dordnacks, I agree with that. Canes, I agree with that. Somebody mentioned Planet Fitness. I'm trying to read my own handwriting here. Planet Fitness in Kenner and Waffle House. Waffle House. I just can't imagine the people that they have to deal with at Waffle House. You know, like it's like 2 o'clock in the morning and some guy's coming off some buzz. I wanted these over easy. Yes, sir. Coming right up.
Oh, no, they don't talk like that at Waffle House. They say, you want it over, and then they flip the table over. And talking about the employees.
All right, let's go to Phil. Phil, you're on WWL.
Hey, you want to find out what kind of employee you have, you go into the, you know, Starbucks and kind of look at the menu board for just a second and order a black coffee.
No sugar,
no milk, nothing. It just confuses the snot out of them.
Yeah, because those coffees are really like, each one is like a chemistry experiment.
Oh, I know. And you're just taking all of that away from them, like they're losing their souls when you just order a black coffee.
You know, I can see that, Phil. I appreciate the call. Yeah, because they're used to, you know, like doing this and that. And, okay, here's my order. I mean, who thought that ordering coffee could be so difficult? I mean, for me, it's emphasis on decaf, because if somebody slips me a caffeinated coffee, it's going to ruin my day or ruin my night. I mean, I can't tell you, you know, for some people who don't do caffeine, especially at coffee, it has such an adverse effect on you that physically, my day is over. I mean, I feel sick. I feel jittery, but I don't feel like doing it. I mean, it's a horrible, horrible feeling. I had that happen to me not too long ago.
Phil's call reminded me of this video I saw like a month ago on social media about this guy who goes to all these different fancy restaurants and all he orders is chicken tenders and fries. Like, no matter what type of restaurant it is, an Asian restaurant, a Mexican restaurant, an Italian restaurant, he says, you know what? Just give me chicken tenders and fries. That's all I need.
They don't have those in those restaurants. Going to a sushi restaurant, ordering chicken tenders and fries. Let's see. So what are some, we got some text messages about some businesses where people are consistently friendly when you go in.
Yeah, we have Seven Brew, which I've never been to. I've seen that they just opened one on Barataria. And there was
Seven Brew.
Yes. I think that's a coffee that's rival to PJ's and Starbucks. Okay. I've never been, but I think that's what it is. It just opened on Barataria maybe a month ago. We have Zapardo's.
Zapardo's. You know, yeah, I go in there sometimes. Transcontinental and Vets. Zapardo's. Nice people. They are nice.
Hustlers on Bourbon.
Well, look, wait a minute. Let's qualify this. The employees are really nice to you if you have a wad of ones. But they got to see the ones. You know, they're not nice to you until they see the ones. Or they're nice to you in the beginning, but if they determine that you're not a big spender, suddenly the attitude changes a little bit.
We also have Bucky's.
Bucky's. You know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
My son was in town. I got to talk about this. I don't know if I have a chance to get to it today, but I drove to Mobile on Sunday morning. My son had work in Mobile and Destin, and he flew into New Orleans to spend time with me and his mom, and I drove him to Mobile for his work, drove him to Mobile Sunday morning, and then he flew out of Pensacola a couple of days later after he finished doing his business in Destin. And I stopped at Bucky's on the way back because I needed gas. But, you know, they really are friendly in there. And I loved it. It was great. And, you know, one night, I don't really have a reason to go. One night after I get off the air, I'm just going to drive to Bucky's just to have a nice, relaxed drive. It takes about an hour to get there from my apartment. I'm just going to drive to Bucky's. It's a very friendly location. And then I'm going to drive back. I might pick something up. But
just between us and nobody else listening, when you go to a Bucky's and you leave, how much money do you spend? Just between us. You don't have to tell all the thousands of people listening.
When I went there with my son and grandkids, when we were going to Pensacola, when they were here recently, $70, $80.
That's reasonable. Yeah.
Because there were a couple items, that, like bathing suits and a couple things that they wanted. You know, you can buy horns. I mean, you can buy anything in Bucky's.
Wait, when you say horns, you mean like the musical instrument, or you mean like bullhorns?
No, I mean like bullhorns, you know? You can buy bullhorns in there.
I thought you like come out with a tuba.
No, you can come out with like the skull of a steer with the horns. You can buy that at Bucky's. Sometimes when I walk into the men's room, people look at me weird.
But I think that's everywhere you go to, right?
I mean, it is. I don't get it. I mean, I don't think I look like a woman. You know, and then I still get comments on social media. You know, you look like my grandmother. Okay, so your grandmother's hot, you know. But no, I mean, I would be an ugly woman. I don't get it. I mean, my hair's not even that long anymore. You know, when it was down to my shoulders, yeah, I get it. But my hair's shorter now, and I still, ma'am? So I don't know. I don't get it. But yeah, they look at me like, you know, they walked into the wrong room. I know we got to get to a break here. I digress. If you have a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2023, Taylor Swift made her first appearance at a Kansas City Chiefs game. It was the Chiefs and the Bears, Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. She was a guest. She was invited by tight end Travis Kelce. And he had a crush on her, invited her. She went. The ratings spiked with teenage girls. Suddenly, teenage girls were watching the NFL. And Travis Kelce jerseys just spiked in sales. She really made a difference. Now, I don't know if she's not going to the games or if they're not showing her. Because I haven't seen her
I think she still goes. She's there. The last time they had like the behind-the-scenes of they have to put like a special curtain for her to get in and out of the stadium.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't been seeing her much. But I love the people who say, Taylor Swift's ruining the game. How is she ruining the game? They only show her in between plays. I mean, it's not like they're showing her and say, they're showing Taylor Swift. By the way, the Chiefs just scored a touchdown. No, I mean, they're showing her like in between the plays. So it doesn't interrupt the game at all. All right, we'll be back on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I love this song. I love the movie on this day in 1996, That Thing You Do. was released. It ended up going to number 41 on the charts, but it was from the movie That Thing You Do, starring Tom Hanks, about a fictional band called The Wonders. But I loved it. I thought it was a great, great message, too. I've got a text here that that says, I hate when I go into some place like Starbucks and order a large coffee, and the so-called barista says with an attitude, "You mean you want a venti?" Yeah, I mean, I get that. You know, I mean, venti is like, is venti a large? I mean, I forget. But, you know, we ought to be able to go in and you know, sometimes people don't know the lingo. And there's no standard with all of the coffee places. I mean, they've all got their own little, you know, shtick when it comes to their sizes and some of the things that that you order. But that bothers me, because you ought to be able to go in and just order a medium or a large or a small, because you don't ever know what the real size is.
Yeah, I think Domino's does the same thing with me when I order a Meat Lovers, and they have like the meat beast or the meats or something like that, and it's not like the Pizza Hut one where it's the Meat Lovers, but I think they all should know, like, you know what I mean. So is it that? But no, it's not brand. And
here's how complicated. I just want to, I don't drink a lot of coffee, but sometimes I do. And I love the taste. But right now I'm still drinking iced coffee. So I want an iced decaf, sugar-free vanilla latte with non-fat milk. And I emphasize the decaf. But yeah, there's so much stuff that you can put in there. Like each one is like a little chemistry experiment, and amazing how much we spend on coffee now. When before it was just, you know, in New Orleans we were known for coffee and donuts. And with all the fancy coffee that's out there, that coffee and donuts is still some pretty good coffee. Let's see. Let's go to Phil with a quick comment. Phil, I got time for a fast comment. Welcome to the show. Oh, did we talk to Phil already?
Yeah, I don't know if that's Phil. Let me check to see who that is. I didn't get a chance.
I think we might have talked to Phil. He's the last name I've got written down here. I think we talked to him. So let me get to another text. Here's a text that says, oh, we drive to Bucky's about once a month to have a brisket sandwich for dinner. See, that's cool. I like that. Brisket on the board or brisket on the table, and then they start chopping it all up.
Yeah, that's Grant at Bucky's.
They make a big deal about it. Grant is at Bucky's. Hey, Grant, where are you?
Brisket on the board, Scoop. Brisket on the board.
Brisket on the board. They make a big deal about it.
I come to Bucky's exclusively to get gas since they open. I drive from Waveland to get gas at Bucky's.
Yeah, well, you're not that far.
It's usually 12.
Oh, it's cheaper.
12 cents a gallon cheaper.
Yeah, and it is.
They got wonderful hot water when you wash your hands.
Oh, I like that.
And the smell of the brisket and the lingers in your facial hair. Yeah.
No, it's nice. Look, one day this week, I'm just going to take a drive. I almost went last night, so it's on my mind. I almost went last night, but I'm just going to take a drive to Bucky's. You know, because I like to be on the road. You know, sometimes I listen to radio. Sometimes I like the silence. But I'm going to head to Bucky's one night this week, just for the hell of it. All right, we got to take a break here, and we'll be back with more. All right, on this day in 1966, the Association was number one in the country with the song "Cherish," and this was one of my. I had the 8-track tape, and this was one of my makeout songs at the lakefront. Go watch the submarine races at the lakefront. It's all hot and sweaty in the summertime, and sometimes you'd hear a little mosquito buzzing in the background while you're knacking on somebody's, you know, face. Anyway, good memories. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, Sports Talk is coming up next with Bobby, Mike, and Steve, and go QB to QB, Cajun Cannon and Drew Brees at 4:30. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, studio producer Coleman, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, traffic with Court DP, and thank you for being part of this show. I'm Scoot. Have a great afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.